I'm John Wells. I received an off-the-cuff news assignment the other day, a brief update story about the eviction of the local Hells Angels chapter from their clubhouse at the corner of Gage Avenue North and Beach Road. My editor suggested I contact the Angels' lawyer for comment. The lawyer's name is Jamie Stevenson, Jamie as in the female version of the name. Before I called her, as I often do, I searched our database, in this case for the defense lawyer's name, to find out more about her. And then I scanned the headlines of these Hamilton Spectator stories that came up, in which Stevenson had been quoted. Some sounded like typical crime stories in which she had worked to defend the accused. Remorseless robber will be deported. Coke addict almost welcomed his arrest. Fatal crash driver imprisoned. And there were the biker gang cases she had worked. Alleged angel jailed on gun, drug charges. Biker raids nab, big catch. Hell's Angel pleads guilty to drug trafficking. And there was Hell's Angels get their bling back in a nice bit of headline alliteration. But the one that really caught my eye was from 6 years ago. Lawyer fights city to save dog's life. That one, a reporter wrote, was about Stevenson trying to save a Hamilton pit bull terrier called Princess from death row at the dog pound after it had been seized by animal control officers for having allegedly attacked another dog. Jamie Stevenson, a lawyer who defends biker gangs and pit bulls? Now I was intrigued. I pitched writing a story about Stevenson. Oh, and there was this. I chatted with a newsroom colleague who told me that Jamie Stevenson makes quite a first impression upon meeting her. What did that even mean? He didn't elaborate. And so I arrived at her office one Friday afternoon. Years earlier, she had set a goal of running her own law firm and owning the building. So I sat down with her in the offices of Jamie L. Stevenson & Associates in a very cool standalone brick building on Hunter Street East. First impressions. Tall. She struck me as tall. Is that what my colleague meant? Surely not. I mean, I'm 6'2", and she wasn't that tall. Next impression. Professional. Professional in manner and in dress. Conservative, even. So what was the deal? Was there something flashy about her I was missing? After talking about such things as her views on defending accused criminals, how she performs in court, her upbringing, all of which, by the way, you can read about in the article I wrote, we got down to the really, really critical point. Her shoes.
I sort of think she'd be very flashy. And you don't seem like that.
I think what it is, well, first of all, my shoes, I'm known for wearing Louboutins, which are the red soled, and everybody seems to, well, they are expensive shoes, but that's... Christian Louboutins, they have the red soles, which your wife will definitely
know.
There you go. So for some reason, I seem to have garnered this reputation for fancy shoes, which I don't have a problem with, because it's probably, it's a bit true. But I think the way I would describe the way I dress is, it's conservative, but I mean, I like fashion, I like brands, but in the same token, I don't wear bright red, for example, everywhere I go,
So it's mostly the shoes.
So the first thing when I got home, I Googled Christian Louboutin, and there they were, images of red-soled high-heel shoes, and, well, I could outfit myself in hockey sticks for 10 years or something for what it costs for one pair of those shoes. Oh, and as an aside, my next Google search after the Christian Louboutin search was for Jamie Summers, as in the Bionic Woman from the 1970s TV series, which is where Stevenson's mother got her first name from. I had a crush on the Bionic Woman when I was a kid. Seriously, I did. Although I had the Steve Austin Bionic Man action figure, if they sold the Bionic Woman action figure, that's action figure, not doll, people. My parents chose not to buy it for me, I guess. Anyway, in addition to the shoes, Jamie Stevenson comes off in person as someone who is tough, in the way defense lawyers have to be tough, and ambitious, very intelligent, and who has a big heart, especially for animals. She has defended a wide variety of clients who are accused of doing terrible things, but she will not defend those who are charged with abusing animals. And in fact, one of her goals is to one day run her own animal shelter for animals at risk.
It's hard because it's a situation where, from my perspective, if I become aware of something that I can help, I'm going to help. Am I in a position to help every dog out there, every pit bull, every abused animal? No, sadly, I'm not. But when I become aware of it, I try and do everything that I can. My one dog is a rescue. He was very badly abused when he came to me.
Speaking of which, that case of Princess, the pit bull from 6 years ago, Stevenson won that battle. She paid out of pocket to have him spayed and shipped to another province where the rules allowed him to live. For thespec.com, I'm John Wells. Thanks for listening.